Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Greetings and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. When I was growing up, I used to love to watch a television show called Let's Make a Deal. It featured a flamboyant host named Monty Hall, who would invite a member of the studio audience up on stage, and he would ask them if they wanted to make a deal. First, he would give them a modest amount of cash, and then he would point to three curtains, which were carefully guarded by the beautiful Carol Merrill. Behind each of these curtains was a prize. Behind one curtain, there was a nice prize, something like a washing machine or a dishwasher or a holiday to a big city. Behind another curtain was the fabulous prize, the grand prize, something like lots of money, or a new car, or a mobile caravan, or even a trip around the world. But behind one of the other curtains was what was called the booby prize. It was an old smelly trainer, or a bag of mud, or a stack of horseshoes. And contestants were urged to trade their modest sum of cash for what lay behind one of the curtains. They always did so because they were hoping to win the big prize. The show was always at its best when one of the curtains was raised to reveal the good prize, the dishwasher or the washing machine that they hadn't chosen. This set up the suspense. Was the curtain they picked the fabulous prize, or was it the booby prize? Watching the contestant's face at that moment was wonderful, because you would either see scenes of wild joy or terrible despair. Our lives are a bit like Let's Make a Deal. We are always looking to strike it lucky and come away big winners in the game of life. We bet everything on the promise of fulfillment, happiness, and pleasure. Perhaps we choose what's behind the curtain of riches. But money can never buy us happiness in the long run. In the end, if money is your god, it will wind up controlling you, and it will finally let you down. In fact, I've never heard anyone on their deathbed confess to me, "You know, I wish I had more money." Because they're in a position where they know that money can no longer help them. Or maybe we try what's behind the curtain of comfort and pleasure. We get that new car, but after a little while, we need to fill it with petrol, and the tires wear out, and we have to pay the insurance bill, and then there are those pesky repair bills. Ultimately, it will rust into a giant heap. Or maybe we will seek pleasure, and it is fun for a season. But eventually, we find it's empty. It provides no lasting satisfaction. Just think of all those celebrities who change partners faster than you and I change pairs of clothing. One minute, they could never be happier because they have found their soulmate. But a week or two later, they've left that person for their next soulmate. Things and people will never provide us with ultimate happiness. No, the big prize is out of our sight. We as sinful human beings would never spot it. In fact, the only way we can see is if God reveals it to us. It is through His Word that God comes to us and pulls back the curtain to reveal our Savior Jesus Christ, who's hanging there on a cross, praying for us. Now to us, this looks like the booby prize. It's ghastly and it's morbid. But ultimately, it is the best prize we could ever receive. For in Jesus, God reveals to us His love for us and the extent to which He would go to forgive us and make us members of His family. Don't play games with your life. And don't settle for cheap imitations of happiness or purpose or meaning. Instead, look to the crucified and resurrected Jesus, God's true revelation of Himself in love for you and me. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we know that life is not a game. Lord, help us to see that You are the ultimate answer to all of life's needs. In Jesus we ask it. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.